Shmuel says, Yochol ani livol kama bilois bloidam. Shmuel said when his Ava went into his wife, he was able to do it in a way that it wouldn't break the besulim. He could go like sideways on the side. He's able to do it to be a boki, not to break the besulim. Strashi yochol ani livol shoyaboki biatia vizunami nivelas kain. It could be shy, a person can be a boki to do it sideways a little bit, not to break the besulim. So that's the shayla. So if this happened, avad she has a shame bula already, and she's also to the kohen gadol. That's one side. I do, but maybe the shmul or shchicha. Avad if it's not shchiach shmul talocha. So we'll soon see. So then, how did she become pregnant? We'll soon see how. Omalu, he answered back, the shmul or shchicha. For that, we're not afraid. That's not shchiach. Like if a person lived with her, it's most probably that he broke up psulim. And since this isha still has a psulim, it's a right that a man did not go into her. See, if so, how did she become pregnant? Maybe she became pregnant through a bathtub. In other words, there was zera of a man in the bathtub, and the zera went into her, and because that she became pregnant. So in such a case, she's still called a psula. She'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. That's the shalom. Anisha that's pregnant and she still has the psulim, are we afraid that really a man went into her, just did it sideways like Shmuel can do it, and she, he didn't break up psulim, but she has a shame abula then, and then she would be also to a kohen gadol, or else bambati, and then she's still called a psula, she'd be mutter to a kohen gadol. Rashi says bambati means kli shereichtsim by kol aguf, like a bathtub. V'yeshloima she'atiyach she'amodim shichva zera. A man left the shechva zera there. And then when she took a bathtub, the zera went into her, and that's how she became pregnant, and then she would be mutter to a kohen gadol. I fret the Gemara Kasha of Yoma Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kol shechva zera sheina yura kecheitz, ena mezras. Any shechva zera doesn't come out of the body. That's not yura kecheitz, means that's to shoot out of the body. That's the way it's mezras, then she can become pregnant. But when it comes out of the man, just dripping out, not yurik chetz, doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it can't be masras, it can't make the isha become pregnant. So who here the kasher is, if the zera is just floating in from the bathtub, it's not coming shooting out from a person, l'chur, that should be vaday, that's not the case here. Because if so, she couldn't become pregnant then. So the Gemara answers no. Mi kara nami yurik chetz sevi. That the Shmuel says, kol shichva zera shenur kechetz, means it depends how it comes out of the man. If a shasat came out of the man and it was shooting out of the man, that zera is roi lahazriya. That's a zera that can make the isha fertilize. And therefore, if we went into the bathtub, and the lady the isha took a bath there, and the zera went into her, it's possible she could become pregnant from the zera, and therefore she could, impossible, she'll be mutter to a kohen gadol still. If you have a pregnant isha that has besulim, she would be malatistat, she would be mutter to the kohen gadol. With their mind, it wasn't through a bia, and therefore she's mutter to the kohen gadol. Trashi mikara kashi yaitis minodim. Zik is told when it comes out of a person. When it comes out of the man, it came out yorek echeitz, then that zera could make the isha pregnant. Tana rabbonin. Maisa b'rab Yeshua ben Chananya. So maisa Yeshua ben Chananya shoye oimed agabe mala barabais. He was standing atop of one of the steps in the Harabais had a lot of malis, malamailos, a lot of steps going up. There's a chamisha, 15 steps, a lot of different steps on the Harabais. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was standing on one of the steps. Urua ben Zayma, and ben Zayma saw him. V'lo yomad melefonav, and ben Zayma did not stand up for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Is omaloi meyayin v'lon ben Zayma. Like he said, where is this Ben Zayma? So Rashi says, "Mayayin tava v'yein libet libach tarit." Like I see your mind is like, you know, you occupied your mind. Like you didn't stand up for me. What are you so busy about? So Omar loy, they said to him, "Tzayfo yisi b'mayim el yoinim l'mayim atachtoinim." I'm busy thinking about the water that's lamala and the water that's lamato. And he said, "V'yein ben zel zel l'sholosh etzboyis." You know, between the water that's in the skies and the water that's Boritz, there's only three tvochim, three etzvois in between them ovad. That's all there is. What's the raya? Shinema, the pasuk says in Bereishis, the ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim, that the ruach of Hashem was going around on top of the mayim. Ki yoina shemerachefes al boneho, like a yoina pigeon that goes on top of her children. V'ena negas and doesn't touch it, but is mamash right on top of it. So Mela, it's only three etzbois on top of it. So Rashi says, Soifo Yisi means Mizboine no Yisi the Maisa Bereshis. And Zoyma says, you have to excuse me, I was thinking about the Maisa Bereshis, how Hashem first created this world. That the Pasuk says, Ruach Lekim Rechepes Apnei Amoyim. So he says, V'yein B'nayim B'mokim Chiburin Mokim Kishre Kipa Sarekiya B'karkam. There's a place that like a Rekiya comes close to this Karka, that they come out touching, and there's only three etzbois in between. That's all. That's this Lashon, like a Yoyno, that's Rechepes Abonim. Like a pigeon is going over its kids. Omalem Yav Yeshua L'Tamidov. Rav Yeshua told his Talmidim, Adayin ben Zoymim b'chutz. Adayin ben Zoymim is still outside. Let's say he's a little off. Because he's still not with us. Like he yelled, he's making a mistake. B'chutz means he's outside, like an expression, like he's not with us.
Well, the Rach says, I think,
Right. So he didn't like this pshat. He said, Adayin ben Zoymim b'chutz, he's outside. Michti, let's see. The Pasuk says, the Ruach Elohim Rachefes Apnei Amoyim. Amos Hevi, when did this happen, this Pasuk, Bereshis Aleph Aleph? That's B'yom HaRishon, that happened in the first day. And Havdolah, when did Hashem divide the waters on top and above him? B'yom Shen Yud Hevi, first happened the second day. So you can't learn out from this Pasuk, Ruach Elohim Rachefes, it's talking about the division between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. The division first took place on the second day. Dichsiv. It says there, Vayhi Mavdil Beimayim Lamoyim. So it's the wrong pasuk. Ben Zoymed Ashin is pasuk. Ruach Lakim, that's the wrong pasuk. But still he said, the Kama, how much is the difference between the waters on top and the waters on bottom? Om Ravachar Bayakov Kamole Nima, much smaller. Mamash the hair is wider than here. That's all the Kamole Nima. A smaller difference between the two of them. For Rabbanan Narmi, the Rabbanan say, Ki Guda de Gamla. Like the amount of a bridge. Kula Gamrashi says, Kishe Mesadrin Levochim Shel Gesher. When you make the planks over a bridge, Zu Eitzel Zu, one next to another. Yesh Leite Reach Pintayin. There has to be some space in between one plank and the next plank. V'chein Glime V'chein Koster. The same thing. Also, very small amount, very small division between the Mayim Ayonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. Mazutra Vitema Ravasi Yama Kitre Glime de Prisi Adodi. Like you have two jackets, coats that are spread out one next to another. It's the same thing. You make them close together, but there's some space in between the two. That little space in between the two, that's the difference between the Mavdom Ben Mayim Lamoyim. The Yarmulan, some say, Kitre Kose de Schifi Adodi. Like two cups that are leaning against one another. Again, there's some space in between the two. Rashi's kafufim, they're bending over, leaning towards one another, but there's some in between. That's the space between the Mayim Ayonim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. Yeah. Exactly what this means also, I'm not sure. Right. Kitzai Spiritius. It says, Achor Kitzai Spiritius. When Achor went up to Shemayim, and he looked upstairs in Gehenim, Ganedim upstairs, he was Kitzai Spiritius. He like cut down the growing things, the Natias. It's all about Kosovoiman in the Pasuk says, Al titein es picho lachti es pesarecha. Don't let your mouth make your boss a duchatoim. Mahi, what happened? What was the mice with Achor? Trashi, Achor, Kitzis Matias means, Kilkol ve'ivois, kishenichnas lapardis. When Achor went up to Shemayim, when he went into the pardis, he became a kukla, he got room there. He like cut down the growing things. Since the Mora calls a Lashon, he went into the Pardes. Usually a Pardes means an orchard, so it says a Lashon that he cut down the trees, the young trees. In other words, when he went into Shemayim, he just cut his ties with Hashem, and he came down, Mekulkol, all ruined. What happened there, Mahi? What happened with Achor? The Maestro was Chazio Mitrunyo. He saw this Malach Mitrunyo, the Isyoyev Le Rishusa Lemesev, that he had permission to sit down. Well, the Michtav Zachvosa the Yisrael. He had permission to write down the Schusim, the good merits of Klai Yisrael. Omos Acha said like this, Gemiro, it was learned to Lamala Lehevi Le Yeshiva, that in Shemayim the Malachim are now allowed to sit down. For Le Sachras, they don't argue. For Le Orif, nobody's in the back. Nobody's tired. So Bezoy Achar Akasha, Alka Matruna was allowed to sit down. It says, you're not allowed to sit down in Shemayim. Rashi lo yamid lo gasinan lo yoruch to bechol tzideyem yeshlem ponim. A malach by says wherever you look at them, they have faces. There's no back to the malachim. Eifa yofus. There's no. They're not lazy, tired in shemayim. Shema chas v'sholem beiz v'shuyis saying that maybe there are two v'shuyis in here. There are two different Hashems, two different gods. Is afkul matrunyon? They took matrunyon out. Umachyuhu shisin pulsedinura. They gave him patch 60 hits of fire. In Omele they said to him, my timer ki chazisa lekam to mekamei. Like how come you didn't stand up? So in other words, Achav did the chet here that he was choshed. There are two Hashems, two Rishuyas. He became an apikurvus. And the reason why they hit the malach got a 60 klep here, Tosis says, is just to show that he's just like any other malach. There are no two Rishuyas. There's only one Hashem. Like that was his kasha. How come Matruna was sitting down? You're supposed to be sitting up. Supposed to be standing up. So the Mara says that. Is Yoyev le Rishusa le Mimchok Zachvosed Yacher. That now in Shemayim they gave Matrunta the permission to wipe out all the Tzchusim, all the merits of Acher. Yotze Basko v'Yorma. Basko went out and said, Shuvu Vonim Shevavim, Chutz Miyacher. That Hashem will accept the Baal Shuvah if the children do Tshuva. Chutz Miyacher, Hashem won't receive, won't let Acher do Tshuva. Is Omos Acher said, Hoyel v'yitrid, hu garvim hu alma, since mashma I'm thrown away from Gan Eden, from Shemayim, they don't receive me, they're not going to mekabel my tshuva anymore, is leifuk, let me go out of here in Shemayim, and l'sani b'yala alma, let me go down again to this world, and I'll enjoy myself in this world. That was Acher. He did something wrong in Shemayim, he came up, he curves there, he thought like there were two Hashems there, and because of that, the Pasuk says, shuva b'anim shebevim, Hashem will receive b'al tshuvas, but not Acher. And this he said, okay, if so, if I'm not going to get Elam Haber anyway, I may as well go down and enjoy this world. Is Nofak, he came down in this world, Nofak Achar Latabas Ruah. He came down and started to do bad things, and became an Apikurus. Nofak, he came Ashkach Zoyna. The first thing he did, he found the Zoyna. Tovo, and he said, let's have Nustab with her. Ormule, she said to him, Falav Alisha ben Avuyat, aren't you Alisha ben Avuyat? This is Acher. They call him Acher. Originally, his name was Elisha ben Avua. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. But at the end, when this happened, he became an Apikurus. So the Zoyna knew him as Elisha ben Avua, big Talmud Chacham, is at. So Avad, like, you're joking with me, not going to have znus with me. Is what did Acher do? Or Elisha ben Avua? Oka pugla mi mishra b'Shabbos. He pulled out the radish that was growing on Shabbos. The Yoyev Lo and gave it to her. So you have to say, I'm not a tzaddik anymore. I'm not even a Shomer Shabbos anymore. Omro, so the Zoyna said, Acheru, he's a different person in the Chlam. He's not Elisha ben Avua. He wouldn't rip out a radish on Shabbos. Yeah. So was the Mais Acher became, Raz, Nus. He became an Apikurus. Shoyal Acher Shebi Meir. Li Acher Sheyos Latabas Ro. After Acher, the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir turned to be an Apikurus, he asked now Rebbe Meir. Omalei, he said to Rabbi Meir, my dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? Gam ezeh luma zeh osa lakim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made one against the other one. What does one against the other one mean? Omalei, that koma shebora Kadosh Baruch Hu bora kinegdoi. Whatever Hashem created, there's something the opposite of it. There are always two parts to it. Like it says, that bora horim Hashem made big mountains, bora givois, he made hills. Bora Yamim, he made big oceans. Bora and Horus, he made rivers. Is Amalai Rav Akiva, Amalai Rav Akiva Rav Choliyom Akach. So Acher said, no, your Rebbe Rav Akiva didn't say like this. Ela Bora Tzadikim, Bora Rishoyim. Hashem created Tzadikim, and the opposite are Rishoyim. Bora Gan Eden, and the opposite is Bora Gehenim. Kol Echad V'Yechad Yeshla Beis Chalokim. Every person has a chelik in both of them. Echad B'Gan Eden, V'Yechad B'Gehenim. A person has a chelik really in both. You have Yerusha in both. Zochot tzaddik noto chelkoi v'chelik chaveru b'Gan Eden. If you're a tzaddik, so you take your chelik and your other friend's chelik also in Gan Eden. Nischaiva, Rosha, if you become a Rosh, you do bad things. Noto chelkoi v'chelik chaveru b'Gan Eden. You take your chelik and other chelokim, other people also in Gan Eden. In Gehenim. Is Omer of Meshashia, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? Gabi Tzadik in the Pasuk says, Ksiv, Lochein Bi'artso Mishneh Yirshu. That Mashmeh Mishneh, a double portion you get. Sometimes Tzadikim, like you do Tzadik, so you get your portion, and from the other Rishoyim that lost their portion in Gan Eden, you get their portion also. Gabi Rishoyim Ksiv. Gabi Rishoyim Ksiv, by Rishoyim the Pasuk says, O Mishneh Shivroin Shivram. That a double portion broken, they'll get and get Egehenim. As a Russia gets his portion, and he'll get the portion of Tzadikim also that don't do Ra, he'll get that portion also. Ishol Acher Eshchav Meili Acher Shiosel Tabas Ruah. After again Acher became an Apikuris, went out to do bed, he asked his Rabbi Meir. He asked his Talmud Rabbi Meir. My Dichsiv was the Pasuk say, Lo Yachenu Zohov, that the gold is not worth it. Uzchuchis utumurasa, that tzchusis is glass, can be the tumura, take the place of it. Klipos, of pure gold. Omaloi, so what does the pasuk mean? Eilu divrei Torah. She'ekoshen lekenoisen kukli zolvu klipos. It's very hard to be kind to learn Torah, like it's hard to get the golden kli. Avenoichen liyavdun kukli tzchuchis, but you can lose it very fast, like you can break a glass. As guys, must go back on Acher. That even though you're a big time chacham, you're losing everything right now. Rashi says, "Haydei shicha." Stamazoi. That even though you learned a lot, it's possible to lose it all, to forget it. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. Omaloi. So he answered back, Rabbi Akiva, Rab Chuliyom Mekach. Your Rabbi Akiva didn't learn like this. Elo. Ma kli zovu kli schuches. Afo pi shenishbru. Yesh lem takona. That even though they break, you could fix them. You can melt them down and make it over again. Is the af Talmud Chochem. Afo pi shesorach yesh le takona. Talmud Chochem, even though he did a chet, he did something wrong, there's still takona, he could do tshuva. Omar lois, Rabbi Meir said back to his Rabbi Acher. Afato chosavacho. Like you also do tshuva. Good, you became an apikurish, you're doing ra, but you can do tshuva. Omaloi Acher said back, no. Kva shamatim yachuriya pargud. I heard already in Shemayim that they said on the posig, shuvu bonim shevavim. Chutz mi Acher, Hashem will accept all the shuvis, but excluding Acher, Acher Hashem won't accept. So Mefarshim say the pshat is that Avad, if he would have done shuvah, Hashem would have accepted it. It just means that Almol is a zach, Hashem gives us yat the Shemayim, Hashem helps you do shuvah, and by Acher they wouldn't give him any help. Tshuva v'adam shuva means Hashem helps about tshuva do tshuva. Chutz miyacher. Certainly it's brought down by Paro in this week's Paro and all these parshas now. That hach b'yachbed le Paro as liboy. Paro made his heart hard. He didn't want to listen. So the Rambam says the pshat is that sometimes a person can do so many chatoyim that Poshet Hashem doesn't help you do tshuva anymore. There's a hachbidus alev means in Shemaim they don't help you. But avad, if you do tshuva, if you want to, you could do tshuva. So was Acher made a mistake. Acher thought that the pasuk says that I can help him. He can't do tshuva, and it was a mistake. If he would have done tshuva, Avad Hashem would have accepted him. Tana Rabbon, Ma'isa b'Yachor. And again, the story happened with Acher. Shoyer Roichav al Asus b'Shabbos. Again, as after becoming an Apikuris, he was riding on horse on Shabbos. Voyer Rabbi Meir Mahalach Acher of Lil Mei Torah. Rabbi Meir's Talmud still learned Torah from Acher. Because even though Acher became an Apikuris, but Vasis was still a big Talmud Chacham. He still knew Pshat in the Gemara and the Psukim, and Rabbi Meir was still learning from him. So Rabbi Meir was going after him even on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir was walking after his Rebbe to learn from him. Omaloi Rabbi Meir, Omaloi. So Acher told Meir, Omaloi Meir, Chozul Achrecha, Shekvar Shiarti Biakve Yesusi Adkan Tchum Shabbos. You, Meir, you're a Shemesh Shabbos still. Don't walk any further. Up until here is Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk further. Ich ben Apikuris, I can do what I want. But you're still a Shemesh Shabbos, Meir. Don't go any further. Here's the Tchum Shabbos. Omaloi, so Meir again told back to Acher, Afata Choyze B'choy, so I see like you know what's going on. You also come back, be a Shemesh Shabbos. Do tshuva. Omaloi said back to him again, Nochemol, for like for Matlecho, didn't I already tell you once? That kvar shematim echaruya pargud. When I was in the Shemayim, when I went into the paradise, I heard them say up there that tshuva vonim shevavim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Baal the tshuvas come back. Habachutz meyacher.
for an acher, I'm not going to be helped. Or he thought that he won't be able, they wouldn't be mekabel tshuva at all. Therefore, he might as well go down and enjoy life and not do tshuva. Talk ve'yalayla be'medrasha. So Rabbi Meir slept him into the base medrash. So the kid, Achor, told the kid there, let me hear a pasuk you're learning. Omaloi, the pasuk says like this, Ein Sholem Omer Hashem L'Rishoyim. There's no peace for Rishoyim. So in other words, like Achor, don't be a Rosh, do tshuva. Ayla Levei Kenishta, Achriti, went into another base of Knesset. Again, Omaloi, Nuka, pasuk L'Pesachecha. He saw a kid there, he told the kid also, let me hear a pasuk that you're learning. Yeah, Omaloi, can zend the pasuk kiyem techapsi banasa v'tar b'lecho burius nechta mavonecho lefonai. Now, a person will wash himself with soap and clean himself. The averim will go away. In other words, if you do tshuva, Hashem takes away averis. Vaita achad and listen and went vaitem. I will make kanishta achriti. He went into another base. He went into another base of kinesis. Sand. The Torah brings down and the Shalmi brings down and says the ma'isa was that heavy amu ma'isa avua. Of the having Migdali Rishlaim, that Avu's father was a big god in Rishlaim. Well, Beyoim Shabbal Amule, the day he came to make the Bris Mila for Avua, for his son, Koral Achol Gudali Rishlaim. He made a big Bris, he invited all the Choshev people in Rishlaim. The Yeshiva Mabeis Echot, the Reb Lazar, the Reb Yeshua B'Makim Acher. He had all the Gudali Rishlaim in one place, and he had Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua in another place. Mindy Achlin, the Shorin, Metavkin, and Muraktin, that some of them were dancing there. Amri, they said, Adi Olin, Askim, but the two, Nasib, they done. Their Isaac and dancing by the Bris Mila will be Isaac and Torah. Yoshua and Isaska, but they were Torah. So it says, Jabalazan and Yeshua sat down to learn Torah by the Bris of Avua. Yordu Eshim and Ashmayim. They were learning Torah the way you're supposed to, and a fire came down in Ashmayim. The Kifu Isam, and it went around them. Omullah in Avua. So the father said, Abba Gavrin, Ma Bosim Nisra Vesi. Like they said, what's going on? They're coming to burn down our house. Oh my Lord, they said back to him, Chas v'Sholem, we're not coming to burn down any houses. Elo Yoshvin Oyinu, V'Choizvin, Divrei Torah, Mitorah, L'Neviim, L'Neviim, L'Ksuvim. V'Yuadvorim, Smechim, Kinesin, Nosim, Misinai. Loi Beish Nitnu. That we're just sitting down to learn Torah, and we're learning it the way it was given on Sinai, and Torah was given B'Yesh. Therefore, now also, when we're learning Torah, Eish comes down. When a tzaddik learns Torah, Lishma, an Eish comes down. As Eim said, he was mayor that he saw once a tzaddik was learning Torah, and an Eish came down around him. So that was the ma'aseh by his bris, that his father saw this fire. In Zomah, the father said, Hoyo v'kach koichosho Torah, since I see how great the limit of Torah is, that the Torah can cause you mamish, then Eish could come down, im yiskayin ha-ben azil ha-Torah, ani mafrishoy. If my son would live, I'll let him become a ben Torah, I'll let him learn Torah. That was the mindset with Avu's father. So Tosha says, Lufi, Shloihoisa Kavanosa Lashemayim, Lufikach Leniskayim Boy. Therefore it didn't come out. That since his father, even by his bris mila, by Avu's bris mila, the father only said, I'll let my son learn Torah, because he saw the way the fire came out. Now he had in Kavana then, not really Lashem Shemayim, just in order to be a big person. So the Kavana wasn't the right Kavana from the beginning. Therefore, when Elisha ben Avua, he grew up to be a big Talmud Chacham, but his Torah didn't stay with him. At the end, he became Acher, became an Apikoris, because at the beginning, it wasn't there L'Shem Shemayim. The famous Mice is always brought down. Right. So Kitzan now, Elisha went to another base of Medrash.